Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back in, everybody. It is Sports Daily. We're all cleaned up, I think, and making our way through it. Paul, we you know, Chiefs-Panthers is interesting. I was pretty surprised that I just feel like this is not just a great matchup for the Chiefs, but yeah, the motivation is there. I know it's an early game and they can get weird, and I normally do pay attention to that stuff. I just feel like if you're the, like, this is an awful matchup for the Panthers to play this Chiefs team. Awful.
Well, it's a, well, of course, every NFL game is going to be a challenge, but you know, it's a matter.
I agree. Last night proves that.
Yeah, last night proves that. And what a game. What a spectacle. I mean, was it snowing a little bit or what was going on there? It reminds me that the course of football in the NFL is now starting to change. It's going to change, particularly if you're near the upper half of the United States. It's going to be very interesting, unless you're playing in a dome, obviously. But with that being said, you know, Carolina's dangerous. I mean, this is, you know, the last time I checked, Jacob, they pay their players too, don't they? I think they still pay their players, and they've got some good players. I'm just saying that this could be a trap game. But on the other hand, I look at this game and I think to myself, you know, the Kansas City Chiefs, they're big boys. They're champions. They've lost a game. They didn't want to lose, but they lost a game. And they didn't want to have that loss. So, you know, we'll see how they come out. I mean, I can make a case one way or the other on this game. I really can make a case for both directions. Chiefs playing well, Chiefs not playing well. There's a case to be made. I just don't know. We'll have to wait and see the game. It'll be interesting to watch. Is it must-watch TV? Well, with the Panthers, I don't know. Is it? I don't know.
I don't know if you're the Panthers coming in. Like, I don't know what you hang your hat on. And look, the Chiefs will say, oh, they've won two games in a row, you know, and they've done all these things. And I mean, even, you know, like Bryce Young he's won these games in a row and he's back and he does not look good. He's back. And yeah, they've won two games in a row, but Bryce Young doesn't look good yet.
No.
Bryce Young is very limited as a quarterback, and he's about to go up against, you know, while the Chiefs have not been as dominant lately, it's still one of the top pass defenses in football.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And their wins have come against the Saints and the Giants.
Right.
And the Giants in overtime. And the Saints by a point. They're coming off of a bye, which is something to pay attention to, I suppose. But man, when I look at this thing on paper, and when I know that the Chiefs just came off of a loss that they're not real thrilled about, and they're looking to start a game quickly. That's been the message from Mahomes all week. They need to start a game the way they're finishing games. When I look at all of that, it feels like a game where the Chiefs are just going to come out and dominate from start to finish, which is the way you have to cover these big double-digit spreads. You can't let teams hang around. You can't let them climb back into it late. But man, this just, it feels like to me, one of these games where the Chiefs get out to a fast start, and because they should be able to run the ball throughout this game, I don't really see a way for Carolina to be successful here.
Well, for Carolina, it's going to come down to quarterback play. How good can quarterback play be for Carolina? Because if it's good, then you got a shot. It hasn't been good. Listen, you got a situation right now where Bryce Young, he's one of those guys. You know, he's on the epicenter right now. Of, do I fall into journeyman quarterback? Do I start floating around from teams and being backups? The time has come for him to start making his own name, making his own way, and leading a football team. Like, we think he's capable. I think he's capable. I don't know that he's not. I haven't decided that yet. But this is the time. You know, this is the time where he's got to step up. Enough of mediocrity. NFL franchises don't want mediocrity at their quarterback position. And I think this game is fully one of those games that's going to be on one guy, Bryce Young. That's what I think. I think that's the one guy we've got to see how he performs. If he performs well and he uses his legs, he uses his arms, he does what he needs to do to get that first down, to keep the chains moving, to get field position, get that field goal, maybe you don't score but a touchdown, but you get that field goal. You do what you got to do to score, get some points on the board, control the football, keep the ball out of the hands of Patrick Mahomes. I tell you what, Carolina has a chance of winning this football game.
Really? They can run the ball, but the Chiefs have a good run defense too. So I don't know. Rick says he doesn't think Pacheco is going to play this weekend. I think Pacheco is going to play this week. He was the limited participant yesterday. Andy Reid said this week, if Pacheco had his choice, he would have played 3 weeks ago. I think Pacheco wants to get out there badly. I think there's a good spot for them to ease him in a little bit. I think you'll see a lot of he and Kareem Hunt. And even if it's more Kareem Hunt than Pacheco, I still like that for the Chiefs in this game. The Panthers do get Jonathan Brooks back. And I don't know if I think he's ready to play. He's been a full participant in practice the last 2 days, and he is a very talented player that they took early in the draft. So, you know, that is something to watch. They'll need to stop him and Chuba Hubbard, who's been good for them. So, I mean, I guess you watch there. What's the over under on this game? 43 under feels pretty good to me there. So look, the formula in this game, this is, to me, feels like the perfect matchup for what the Chiefs are very good at. And they're motivated and they're angry. And I really like the Chiefs in this game. As much as I hate double-digit favorites in the NFL and almost never bet them, this is one I feel pretty good about, Paul. We've got NFL breaking news, Paul, before we... All right. The Giants have flat released Daniel Jones. Like, he's cut now.
Really?
From the wow. Giants, and we knew he lost his starting job. DeVito was going to start, but man, they're done. They're done with Daniel Jones. What do you make of that?
Well, I did not know that. So you are really literally breaking news on this show. Wait, you know, we all kind of figured that he might be done. That how many more chances is he going to get?
Well, and let me clarify real quick, because the Giants are saying that Daniel Jones came to them and asked for a release.
Okay.
So that's a little bit different
to me. All
right,
I got you. Now that makes things kind of, you know, in essence, shine a little better on the light of this subject. Now, let's face it. Are quarterbacks in demand in the NFL? Yes, the answer is yes. Do teams right now even need a quarterback? The answer is yes. You get your full release. How long before he's on a franchise and is on a roster with some NFL team? I think that somebody's going to take a chance on him. I think somebody's going to say we need that quarterback. I'm not sure who it was because you got like four or five teams that immediately could use, you know, input at the quarterback position. And he's going to end up, am I saying he's going to be a starter next week or the week after? No, I'm not saying that, but I'm saying he's going to end up somewhere. He's not done with football. And somebody's going to say we can bring him into our system, give him a shot, let's see what happens. He's not done with football. But and evidently, I'm kind of figuring, Jacob, that he has kind of calculated that he's going to land somewhere, or he would not ask for his release. If he didn't know what was going on or what the probability of landing somewhere was, I kind of doubt that he would ask for his release. But with that being said, he may help somebody. And how do we know that a change of scenery isn't exactly what the doctors ordered for this situation?
He got screwed because his contract's voided. The Giants made the right decision. I mean, none of that surprises you, I don't think. I just wonder. I mean, he'd be a fine backup quarterback. I mean, to me, I don't know what his contract situation is going to end up being now with this owed money. I don't know if somebody gets to start over. I'd ask you this: like, who would you rather have as backup quarterback, Carson Wentz or Daniel Jones? You know, I feel like Daniel Jones could be a good backup, and I'm not saying he's better than Carson Wentz. I don't know what I think about that, but I think his career is not done, and I'll bet you we see him at some point starting games for another team, albeit as a backup, not as, you know, because he'll be forced into the situation. But I do think his career is not over.
Yeah. How long before and that happens?
He's had a lot of opportunities, yeah. Right? None of this is, they're not cutting the cord too early or, you know, any of that kind of stuff. I think he's gotten a fair shake in New York, certainly. They shouldn't have extended him to the big contract. That was one of the more curious extensions that we've seen of the quarterback payments. And, you know, now he'll go on and do something else and the Giants can turn the page.
Give me the
timetable.
They will
trade for Dak Prescott.
Give me the timetable. When do you see him on a roster?
Next year. Next year.
Oh, I think
so. I don't know.
I think it'll
nobody's
be.
Nobody's taking that money. Nobody's taking that money this year. Not unless there was like an emergency situation.
All right, well,
nobody's
so.
Taking
All
on right. it. Nobody's taking on that contract. I don't think. And I don't think you can avoid it either. Because if he plays, he gets owed that money. Nobody's taking that risk.
Gotcha.
Nobody wants to be on the hook for the rest of that contract, if I understand it correctly. All right. Let's take a quick break. We're going to come back. We got a lot to tell you about tonight and this weekend. You got two college basketball games tonight. We got all kinds of college football this weekend. We got Chiefs football. We got NFL football. It is a jam-packed weekend across the networks, and we're ready for it. We'll tell you all about it next.